Thank you very much. Welcome back. A minute past the hour of 9, and we have a special opportunity. It's my pleasure to welcome to our broadcast the 17th Surgeon General in the history of our great country. Dr. Richard Carmona joins us. This is National Breastfeeding Awareness Month, and Dr. Carmona is traveling really through the country, as he always does, giving tips for new and expecting moms. Dr. Carmona, welcome to our program.
Hey, thanks, Harry. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, General. Give us an opener. It's also obviously the year of the healthy child, but this month, while you're focusing on National Breastfeeding Awareness Month, why is it important for mothers to breastfeed their babies?
Well, thanks for that intro. It is the year of the healthy child, and clearly within the year of the healthy child is the issue of breastfeeding. What we have found is that since 1950, the amount of breastfeeding has decreased. And we know that there are specific wonderful benefits to the growing child by being breastfed. That is, they have less infections, ear infections, respiratory infections. They have less diarrhea. And most importantly, today we're finding information that shows that children who are breastfed are much less likely to become overweight or obese, which, as you know, is a national epidemic today in our children.
Dr. Carmona, because, I mean, the data is so compelling on this, this is no guesswork at this point. It is becoming more and more clear that a breastfed baby has a much better shot at a healthy life and so many things that really in the first 6 months are important that they'll otherwise miss out on.
There's no question about that. And so what we want to make sure is that moms, and not only moms, we have to understand this is a whole cultural that needs to embrace this, that the people in the workplace, that people in school, any place that a mom may be with a new baby, that dads encourage it, that all docs, not just pediatricians and obstetricians and gynecologists, but all docs and nurses and health professionals who come in contact with pregnant young ladies or ladies who have just had a baby, make sure they ask those questions and give the appropriate information to encourage breastfeeding so that the child has the best chance of growing up healthy.
Now, doctor, in a society where many moms are working and working a short time after having the child, how can they meet this six-month duty, if you will, at the same time of being a full-time employee and everything else that comes with life?
Well, there's a lot of options, and first of all, many places are accommodating moms. They're giving them breastfeeding rooms. They let them take breaks throughout the day where there's a nursery available where children may come to work with the parents. Moms can also store breast milk and have their child fed, even if not with them at the time. So there are a number of options that moms need to be aware about, and this information is available to them, first of all, through their primary care providers and also web-based and in libraries.
Take a moment. I know we only have a few minutes left because you've got a lot of appointments that you're keeping this morning. We're visiting with the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Richard Carmona, not only the first graduate of college in his family, but I asked him sometime we'd love to get him back. You have an amazing story. We don't have a lot of time to talk about it this morning because I know the work that you want to do is to promote the National Breastfeeding Awareness Month of August, but your story is just an awesome one and really proves how great our country is.
Well, it really is a great country, and I'm very fortunate to be an American and have capitalized on all of the wonderful opportunities this country affords people who want to work hard, and I'd be happy to come back sometime in the future and discuss it with you.
We'd love to do it. I do want to let our listeners know that beyond everything that Dr. Carmona does now in terms of being the Surgeon General, he served in the Army Special Forces. He became a combat-decorated Vietnam veteran and then began his career in medicine, and you've given a lot to this country. And before this interview ends, I want to thank you for your service. And we'll get back to this topic now on the Breastfeeding Awareness Month. What all else should women in particular, and men listening too, because they're children's big advocates as well, what else should people know about this?
Well, what we are trying to do is increase the awareness nationally as to the importance of breastfeeding. Every young lady who's pregnant should begin that conversation with their primary care provider as to what is expected after birth. Tell me about breastfeeding. How does it work? How many times a day? How long should I do it for? Where can I get help? Where can I get information? This information is readily available. But for all of us who have the privilege to serve as healers, as the healthcare givers in our society, we need to be advocates. We need to be encouraging moms and dads and families to breastfeed for this six-month period at least, so that we will give the child the best chance of growing up healthy and well.
Let me share with you, but the Dr. Carmona provided me with this. Health and Human Services offers a Women's Health Helpline, a health helpline, The toll-free number is 800-994-WOMAN. 800-994-WOMAN. They also have an incredibly great site, an award-winning website, womenshealth.gov. Doctor, beyond just the breastfeeding issues, there are a number of other things that I know that you're promoting this month in terms of child safety, baby safety. Talk about some of the other things that people can do.
Thanks, Harry. This is the year of the healthy child, and one of the things my staff and I looked at this past year was where we stood nationally, where the state of our children's health was. And in fact, it's not too bad. Less teenagers are getting pregnant, and more kids are getting immunized, and things like that, less smoking. But we can't be complacent. There's still gaps. There's still 150,000 birth defects every year in this country, about 80% of which are preventable. If moms get prenatal care, if they take vitamin, if they take folic acid, we can do away with almost 80% of those disabilities that develop. Make sure that the children get immunizations. Make sure that once they get into that toddler stage and a little bit bigger, that we're using seat belts, we're using car seats, that we're safe-proofing the house so that children can't get a hold of things that are toxic to them and put them in their mouth as they always do when they're experimenting. So there's a lot of improvement that we can do to improve the health, the safety, the welfare, the growth and development of our children, but we have to be aware of it. Part of my job is to make families aware of what they can do.
In our final minute with the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Richard Carmona, one of the things on your list that I thought was really important, and a lot of new parents don't know what to do in terms of how to place their baby when they put their baby down to nap or to sleep. And it's a really easy phrase that you have about placing your baby back to sleep.
Place your baby back to sleep. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to recruit you as one of my agents, Harry, because I don't think I've heard it stated any better than that. Just place the baby on their back very carefully. Make sure also when you place them to sleep that the baby doesn't have anything within their reach that's small enough to put in their mouth that can create an airway obstruction. Make sure that if they're near a window that there's not cords from curtains or Venetian blinds. Make sure that there's not a lot of loose blankets and sheets that they can roll up in and suffocate. So simple things that will keep them healthy and prevent any problems.
Dr. Carmona, I'm a man of my word. Our time has come and gone. With my regrets, we have to say goodbye now so that you can keep your schedule. Thanks for what you do for our country, and it's been a real honor to present you to our audience this morning.
Thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you again.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Dr. Richard Carmona, the Surgeon General of the United States.